Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with
Ayanna Blake
and
Mark G. Meadows.
And you're the
I'm the music director
of Ain't Misbehavin'
at Fast
Signature
Show.
Theater.
That's right.
Now through March 10th. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Now, this thing was on Broadway, won a bunch of Tonys, including Best Musical, I think, in like 78.
Yes, sir.
And now we're reviving it here over at Signature. Before we dive too far in, who wants to take the general premise, the plot?
I'll take it. This is a musical of black excellence, of amazing musicians, amazing vocalists, an amazing band, an amazing creative team that have just brought the Harlem Renaissance to current day 2019 America. And it's done so in a way that just shows what we can do despite adversity and despite all of the things going against us as African Americans.
Yeah. And we'll be, guys, I guess we're coming into Black History Month by the time this thing runs. So
that's right.
Perfect timing for it.
Sure thing.
Awesome. Remind us some of the songs that, you know, it's been on Broadway for years, but remind us some of the highlights.
The one I was telling Ayanna, the one's been stuck in my head all night, all day has been, "This joint is jumping.
Yeah.
It's really jumping." Honeysuckle Rose.
Yes.
We got Squeeze Me, which is a really, really sexy, intimate song that Ayanna does.
You got to come and see our treat.
Yeah. It's a fun, happy, loving, sexy show.
I think
there was a quote from one of the patrons that came that said, "Well, if you're in a bad mood tonight, you won't leave in one, because it's an uplifting show.
Come in one way, leave another."
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. I love it. All right, tell us about your character. Where does she go from point A to point B in this thing?
Oh, well, I am fun. I bring the laugh. I have some sexy moments.
Many.
And ultimately, I am one of a cast of five, and all of us, it's an ensemble piece, and each one of us pulls our weight. We have a great time, lots of energy. As Mark says, it really highlights the Harlem Renaissance era. So it's bright, it's vibrant, the texture from the costumes to the set. I mean, it makes you feel like you're in a 1930s nightclub.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Like a step into a portal of time and go back to the 30s.
It truly is. I mean, with the music, this music that Fats Waller wrote, it's...
Because the title is a song that he had, right? Ain't Misbehavin'?
Ain't Misbehavin'.
Yes.
Yep. And Fats Waller was as much of a maestro and a virtuoso on the piano as he was a comedian. And so with all of these songs, there's this tinge of comedy. I mean, you can't listen to his lyrics without having a grin on your face because, you know, he's a true human, where he writes songs like "It's a Sin to Tell a Lie," you know, whereas we all know this man was drinking the old granddad every night and might not have been telling the truth at all times, but he writes songs about what all of us are thinking and all of us are, you know, going through, and but he does it in a comedic way that it's just so satirical. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so the songs obviously take us back, but what are we seeing that also transports us back to, you know, paint me a picture, since it's radio, of that 30s nightclub
visual. I'm ready. All right. So when you walk into the theater, it's not a theater. It's a nightclub. You think of, you know, the Cotton Club. I mean, Paige Hathaway, she transforms this place, and I mean, it's beautiful. It's lights, it's color, really, really, really vibrant. The lights are amazing. That's Charisse, and the costumes by Sherita Fellows.
Yeah, what we wearing? Sherita Fellows.
Sherita Fellows has us, I mean, I'm telling you, Harlem Renaissance. So it's lots of bling, lots of beautiful colors, bright.
Elegant.
Elegant.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. From heels to dresses to long coats.
Tuxedos.
Nice.
The whole band's in nothing but tuxedos with vests. And
awesome.
I mean, you honestly, you feel like you're stepping back into the 1930s, and you're the music just kind of lifts, puts it on its feet, and we're running all night. This show doesn't stop.
Oh, my.
This show does not. I don't I know I don't leave the stage. You leave it maybe once at one time.
Well, that and that's to get some water.
Because you needed it at that point.
Oh, yeah. But this joint is definitely jumping.
You're worn out by the end?
Oh, yeah. But it's a good worn out. Yeah, I mean, it's that good energy, that adrenaline going. I mean, when I go home, it takes me a minute to even just come down because, I mean, it's just energy. It's joy. It's fun. And it also highlights some of the racial tensions that, you know, we were experiencing during that time, as well as today. Black and Blue is one of my favorite pieces.
Mm-hmm. Explain what that's about. It is, I guess, a summary of a lot of the struggles that we as African Americans, in particular as performers, go through. And despite everything, we can't, it's almost like, you know, it's not easy being green almost. It's right. we're black and there's one lyric that states I'm white inside, but that don't help my case.
Yeah.
And the way I, you know, everyone has their own interpretation. The way I interpret that is as much as I might put on this face of being proper and fitting into white culture in America, I'm still black and that's not going to change. I think that we as performers have a duty to have other people understand what we go through. And I think that that song encapsulates that, on top of us showing the virtuosic nature of the music and performing it in a way that just shows how much we triumph.
Yes.
In the end.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Chadwick spoke to that at the SAG Awards. Ooh. Black Panther won.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see the new works, but then also the old works. Black. You guys reminded. It's like cyclical.
Yeah. To be gifted black.
Yeah.
What is it to be gifted in black and young?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And you know, I think that oftentimes, whenever you see a black cast or see African Americans in theater, it fits a role. It's that one black character, or it's a cast that is all, you know, saddened and has to overcome. But this is just a joyful example of what we do when we're together.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It helps celebrate that community that we have as African Americans. A lot of times you see lots of shows and, you know, it highlights some of the things that, you know, we struggle with, but this is a show that it doesn't overshadow that. It definitely allows you to leave celebrating the culture. And I think that is one of the things that I'm excited for those that come to see the show. They have that opportunity to leave feeling that black excellence from the door all the way throughout the show back to the door at home.
I think it's really important for us all to, you know, have a heavy message every now and then and digest some things that are hard to digest, but this isn't difficult.
No.
you leave happy. I feel like there's a lot of darkness going on. Sometimes, for once, it's just nice to just go to a show, smile, enjoy the music.
Laugh.
And laugh.
Yeah.
And
tap your foot.
Let's go to a 30s Jag Club tonight.
Yeah, that's right. So we welcome if those want to come, you know, dressed up in their finest.
Hey,
you know.
Has anyone been doing that? Because you guys have been at it for
not yet,
about
a week. We might have to announce that, and maybe we can have a ticket for a costume competition or something. I'll give a private performance for whoever comes in the best dressed.
Watch it now.
Hey now,
I said it.
Have some fun.
Yeah, it's fun. If you can't tell, we have some fun on stage together.
Oh yes.
Oh, I can tell.
Oh yes, we have a good time.
You mentioned, you know, obviously you're part of an ensemble. Dish on some of your co-stars. Who else is in the ensemble?
We have
a lot of signature regulars that we see.
Yeah, absolutely. There's Kevin McAllister, Nova Y. Payton, Corinne Walfall.
I like that name.
Solomon.
Walfall.
Yes, Solomon Howard and myself, Ayanna Blake.
And then we have amazing understudies, Kenesha Williams and Devon Moody.
Absolutely.
Joe Clarko did an amazing job working with this cast, and we came together. To create a show that I'm happy to perform every single night for the next 5 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm looking
March
forward to
10th.
It. March 10th.
Ooh, seems like it's so far.
It's going to be
over. It'll be over.
Yeah. But I mean, doing what you love. I mean, how do you even count the days?
Oh, and I'm sorry. I cannot not mention
Jared Grimes. Yes,
Jared Grimes,
our choreographer.
And DeWitt Fleming.
Yes.
We've been talking about the music and the songs.
Ooh, yes.
This choreography, it is perfect. It is It's complex. It's simple. It moves. It goes with the time. It flows. It will have you jumping in your seats. I mean, it's amazing what Jared has done with this cast of five people who are never stopping.
Describe the dance into the danceology.
They're giving my dance moves yet.
What sort of style? You know, what sort of style are we working with?
Well, it's definitely true to the times. I mean, it's definitely true to the times, and of course, you know, movement, it kind of like evolves. So, stuff that you may see on the streets now, it's started then, and I mean, I'm sweating. I'm sweating. I think I've lost about 5 pounds. And I mean, from the start of the show, we're moving. So there, like we said, it's some sexy. It's some definitely. Oh, Solomon does a wonderful job with Viper.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's so many different layers and textures of movement.
There's waltz where it's a slow 3/4 beautiful
the jitterbug
ballad.
Waltz.
There's stuff where we're swinging.
Woo! That syncopation
tempo.
Is real.
They're ballads. Yes. They're intimate moments where they're just sitting on the piano bench with me.
Ooh, that's me.
That's you.
Intimate moments.
Oh, we
ain't
we,
misbehaving.
Oh, always well, misbehaving.
One never knows.
Change the title of the show.
Yeah, we have a really good time.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds so exciting. When the listeners, just in closing, if they've heard this and they say that sounds interesting, what's the final sell? Why should they come on out?
They should come out just to see some amazing people come together and perform music like you've never heard before, written by one of the greatest songwriters of our American history, mm-hmm. Fats Waller. And with this cast, I mean, why would you not come?
Yeah, it's medicine.
Yeah.
It's Ooh. Medicine. In a world where you turn on the television and it seems like it's always bad news, you know what I mean? And it gives some hope, something to look forward to. And I believe that is what theater does. So they should come because they would want to have a good time and leave feeling refreshed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need a break from all this heaviness sometimes.
Yeah. And the music. Everything, the dancing, the lights, the costumes, it's definitely, I guarantee it'll do it for you.
Awesome. Well, you heard the guarantee. It's Ain't Misbehaving at Signature Theater now through March 10th. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.